What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Podcast, episode number 63. It's my favorite day of the week. It's Monday. I love Mondays. Mondays are phenomenal. I've loved Mondays for the last 5-6 years because it's the start of a new week. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity where most people are, you know, especially right now in the times that we're in with the coronavirus, most people are taking their foot off the gas. Most people are super distracted. And, you know, Mondays are an opportunity that you can move forward. Mondays are an opportunity that you can get better. Mondays are an opportunity where most people are thinking about the weekends. They're super tired. They're probably hungover, multiple different things. And they don't maximize the opportunity that exists on Monday because they don't really like their life. They don't really enjoy it. And so I love freaking Mondays. Let's get into today's podcast. But first off, happy opportunity day. Today's podcast is called What's Your Morning Routine? I'm doing this podcast episode because what I've realized is most people don't have a morning routine. Most people do not have a routine that they do every single morning, and they're not looking to improve that routine. Recently, I've always, for the last few years, I've had a morning routine, and it's changed. But recently, I have focused on improving my morning routine. For the main reason for that is because what I've realized is that if your life is anything like mine, from basically 8:30 to 5 or 6 o'clock at night, so many different things can happen that are outside of my control that either maybe are stressful or maybe decrease my bandwidth, meaning there's so many different things that are happening that by the end of the day, sometimes I come home and I feel like I can't even think. My mind's in so many different places that I don't even know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. And so maybe if your life is anything like mine, there's chaos from basically 8:30 to 5, and there's potential chaos. Sometimes there's structure, but most of the time there's complete chaos from 8:30 to 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night. And so for 8-9 hours of the day, I'm not really in complete control of what my surroundings, what happens around me. And so I've really, the last couple of weeks here, I have worked to improve my morning routine, realizing that I need an hour to 2 hours, really 2 hours of time to myself that are dedicated to me, that I can completely control what goes into my brain and can completely control my environment. And what I've realized is that most people do not have a morning routine. Most people go through their lives without a morning routine. Most people go through their lives running late, to be honest with you, especially to work. They wake up a little bit late, etc., and they're rushing. That's how most people live their lives, and they don't have a morning routine that has structure to it. And so what I want to go through today is just the main points to structure your morning. The main ingredients, I would say, to having a great morning and having a great morning routine. Now, this is not perfect, okay? And I'm not going to go through what you should do. I'm going to go through the overview of what it should look like. Okay, I'm not going to go through the specifics of, hey, you should read this amount of pages in a book. You should, you know, listen to these specific audio messages. You should work out for 30 minutes or 5 minutes or 45 minutes. I'm not going to go through that. What I'm going to go through is what is the overview. When looking at it from a bird's eye view, what does it need to look like? And once again, this isn't perfect. All right, this is ever evolving for me. It's changing all the time. But what's important is that you have some sort of morning routine, okay, that gives you structure. And that's the first point. It should give you structure. You should be able to be in 100% control of everything that's going into your brain. You should be able to be in 100% control, and it should give you structure. There should be something that has structure to it. It's some sort of, you know, I do this from this to this time, and this from this to this time, and this from this to this time. And I'm in control of that, and I'm in 100% control of what's going into my brain. So maybe it's, hey, I wake up at 5:30, I work out from 5:30 to 6, from 6 to 6:15, I take a shower, from 6:15 to 6:45, I'm reading a book, from 6:45 to 7:15, I listen to an audio message while I make breakfast, from 7:15 to 7:45. I am doing X, Y, and Z, and then I'm going to work. Whatever it is, okay, you need to have some sort of structure of this is what I do from this time to this time, and from this time to this time, and from this time to this time, and be in 100% control of everything that's going into your mind. And that was the second point, which it should be 100% within your control. Because here's the thing. Throughout the day, there's so much chaos happening. You're going to have 15 people come up to you and tell you 15 different things about the coronavirus. You're going to have 15 people come up to you and tell you 15 different things about what's going on at work and at your job. And you're going to have a million different things on your mind. You're going to have a million different projects going on. If you're an entrepreneurial and you're a hardworking person, whether you're an entrepreneur or you work for somebody else, if you're an entrepreneurial thinker and you're working your tail off and you've got a lot to manage throughout the course of a day, and there's so many things that could happen outside of your control. All of a sudden, you're in the middle of a project, but your boss comes in and says, hey, I need you to get this done. It's in the middle of you trying to get something else done, and you've got to get that done, right? You're not in complete control of that. That's not something that you're in complete control of. It changes the structure of your day when things like that happen, right? For me, I'm in sales. You know, I've got 6-7 people that I manage, so In the middle of me trying to accomplish a project, typically I have 2-3 salespeople come up to me and ask me different questions, things they need help with, right? It completely disrupts the structure of my day, and that's fine because that's the job that I have, and I'm here to serve the people that on my team, right? I'm here to help them, but it completely disrupts the structure of my day. So what I want to do is in that first 2 hours of my day, I want to have structure. And I want to be in 100% complete control of the structure of that day. And the other point, it should be 100% positive. There should be no negativity. I've said this in so many podcasts, but get rid of the news. Get rid of the news. The news does not help you. Social media does not help you. Right now, my phone is on airplane mode. It has been on airplane mode since last night. It's 7 o'clock. I woke up at 5:30. And it's on airplane mode. I'm not checking the news. I'm not reading anything negative. I'm not looking at social media. Why? Because I don't want negativity going into my brain. All right? I don't want anything negative going into my mind. I want everything to be positive because I know that when I leave the front door of my house this morning, of my apartment, negativity is going to come into my brain. Because there's going to be things that are said, that happen, that are negative, that aren't great. So I want to set my mind up for positive so that when those things come into my brain, when those things come at me, I'm able to react in a positive way because my mind is already set to positive. So everything that you should do in the morning, in your morning routine, it should 100% be positive. If you're working out, you should accomplish something and you should be listening to something that is positive, whether it's motivational music, uplifting music, or it's a podcast that is positive. Okay, that's the other step. It should be positive. You should have some sort of mindset and learning in the routine of your day. You should learn something new and it should be about your mindset, getting yourself in the right mindset for the day. Right now, I'm interviewing a lot. I'm interviewing so much right now, literally going through hundreds of resumes. So what am I doing in the morning? I'm doing training on how to interview and hire. I'm trying to learn new things that when I attack the day, I'm better prepared for the day. I'm trying to learn, right? And I'm trying to acquire new information in my morning routine that's going to make me better throughout the day because during the day, I don't have time to learn on the fly like that, right? I can only learn from my experiences throughout the day. I can't learn new information throughout the day because I'm working, so I do that in the morning. And the last point is it should be about you. It should be for you. For me, it's 2 hours of my day that I get to myself. It's 2 hours of my day that I get 100% to me. It's dedicated to me, my development, my learning, what I want, what's going on in my mind. It is about me for those 2 hours because the rest of the day is not about me. The rest of the day is how can I serve my team? How can I make the organization I'm working at better? How can I make How can I grow revenue for the organization I work for, right? That's my mindset throughout the day. When I come home, it's you know, hanging out with my girlfriend Brittany. It's spending time with her. It's about us. It's about you know, us growing in our relationship, spending time, talking about our day, learning. Maybe we go through a devotional. Maybe we talk about different things, right? That's dedicated to her and I, right? And then I go to bed. So what time throughout the day is dedicated to me? Well, it must be those first hour or 2 hours. For me, it's 2 hours because the rest of my day is not about me at all. Okay, and that's fine. I'm not complaining about that because I love to serve my team. I love to help the organization I work for. I absolutely love it. And I obviously love coming home after giving everything. See, this is the other thing. This is a side tangent. But if you give your job, or whatever you do throughout the day, everything you have the ability to come home then and give your family or whoever you live with everything that you have. Right, you have the ability to do that because my mind is at peace when I come home typically. Now, I'm going to tell you, my mind sometimes is like I come home and I've got so many different things going on that, you know, I just need to relax for a little bit, okay? And that probably happens for you too. But the rest of the day is not about you. So make the first 2 hours of your day about you. Give it to you. Give the first 2 hours of your day completely 100% to you. You must have a morning routine, everybody. You must have a morning routine, and it must have structure. It should be 100% within your control. It should be 100% positive. It should be based on your mindset in learning, and it should be all about you. Get a morning routine if you don't have one, and if you already have one, look for ways to improve it. This is Sammy V, your host of the Opportunity Day podcast. Remember that yesterday is gone, tomorrow doesn't exist, today is all you have. Spend 0% of your time, attention, and focus on the past. Spend 1% on the future because you need a dream, a goal, and a purpose. But then spend 99% of your time, attention, and focus on the present moment because life is experienced in the present moment. Today is the most important day of your life because it's the only day that you got. Happy Opportunity Day. Let's crush it.